Never get tired of listening to that tune. That is just, I like it. It gets you in the groove. So welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show, everyone. You know, where we're all riding this wave of transformation during this ascension cycle. And boy, what a week it has been. And I'm going to share some of my experiences. So the title of this show will be Timeline Experiences. I'd rather say it like that instead of just saying creating a timeline. So you know, we do talk about things in the past, so I'm going to just call it Timeline Experiences. But before we get started, I just want to do a little overview from my beautiful show with the Q-ster. So, so grateful that I got to have a collaboration with him and him joining me with Tracy and helping out with her son. And I just want everyone to know that she is seeing changes and we're going to have her back probably in about a month or so, because I do got an event coming up, and we can have a little chat with her, and she can share the amazing progress that he is making. So just beautiful. And I had a couple of mistakes during the show, so I want to kind of touch base on them. When I said maritime law began in 1989, it was actually 1789. Whoopsie. And then for the big one, Bill Maher interviewing Q when it was actually Ted Maher. So my apologies. And for those of you that want to know who Ted Maher is, there are interviews, talk shows with him and Q. And I do believe it is the BBS archives for the Ted Maher Show. So feel free to go check that out. I want to say a great big thank you to BBS Radio, having so much fun with all of you. And the special and a special thanks to Thomas. Okay, Thomas, you rock. Thank you for assisting me. And it is clear to see that the apple does not fall too far from the tree. So kudos to you, Don and Doug, and the rest of the BBS people that are out there. So before I get into my sponsor, I just want to let everyone know about the beautiful shows that we have going on Station One this Saturday, as you all just heard, the PRQ Homestead. So anyone that is interested in learning about this project, it is freaking rocking. So check it out. For those of you who are just getting started, you got to do the work too. So go back and listen to all the archives, all right, so you can catch up. Then we all just heard Q with the PRQ timelines. He shares with us his knowledge in regard to the timelines, and we've learned a lot in regard to that subject. And then, of course, next Saturday, so this is biweekly, this is Whiplash Show with Sunshine, and that is next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. And Sunshine, I got your message via email. Thank you so much. I love you, sister. You're awesome. And then rolling right in after the Whiplash Show, next Saturday will be Inspiration with Q, and I do believe that he will be collaborating with Sunshine again. And a new one that just came aboard, which is Unstoppable Love with Lauren at 5 p.m. And every single Saturday, Project Review Q, every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And so the Homestead and the Timelines are every Saturday also. So if you're interested in seeing that schedule, just go to the BBS Radio, become a get a subscription. They're free. You just need to register. For those of you that are checking out my show, feel free to subscribe. There's four different programs. I was going to share those with you today, but did not have the opportunity. But feel free to go to my radio page and check it out and support me. Support. So the more information we get out, the more experiences that you share, my platform is your platform. So anyone that would like to come on this show and share their experiences, just go there, put a guest request, because the guest that I'm having on today, which is the Mountain Man, and we heard him, I do believe it was on the Homestead Show and Timelines, I think last week or maybe the week before. But he will be joining us today. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about. So, real quick, a shout to my sponsor, Nano Ojas. It is not a pharmaceutical, it is a nutraceutical. We're hearing that word a lot on the back channels, thanks to Bobby Kennedy. So, hopefully, in the future, we're going to see nutraceuticals and no more pharmaceuticals. The key ingredients to these products is the polycosanol, which is sugarcane from sugarcane extract. And then vitamin E and water, but it's not just any water. It is manufactured using nanotechnology in an FDA-approved facility in Switzerland. So there is very, very special water there. And feel free to go to the website, nanoogis.net. They have a Learn tab. They also have testimonials there, so learn about the product. I use all the products. It helps regulate the immune system. It also serves as an effective antibiotic agent, improving longevity, reduces inflammation and pain, reverses aging. And also, it is a vitamin D and C substitute. So here in North America, where it's a little cold, actually, it was kind of warm today. I was actually out shoveling snow and didn't have to put my snow pants on. So it was very enjoyable. Some blue sky, too. So we get vitamin D and C from this product. It assists with cardiovascular health, improves energy levels, and rejuvenates the skin and much more. So the website is www.nanoogis.net. Check out the products, the wellness spray for cellular support, and then we have the multifunctional repair spray, and that is the skin spray. I use it on my skin. And then I love their all season nasal spray. It's been pretty cold here in the North America and been dealing with a lot of stuffy nose this winter time. So it's a great product. It instantly clears you up. So check it out. Awakening Wave 63 is the promo code. If you're interested in buying the product, you can get 15% off. So check it out. Also, a shout out to Retreat Magic, 28 days and counting. We are off to Costa Rica. And for those of you, I just want to say that I have been on one of these retreats. It is amazing. You will have the opportunity to create lifelong connections with other heart-centered women. Hopefully, one day we'll have a guys retreat and then a couples retreat. So just putting some ideas out there, Margie and Lucia. Love you guys. So I do believe they have some more openings, not really sure, but you can go to lucianicolaevans.com, and to the left of the pane is retreats. Feel free to click on it. It looks like a 10-day retreat in Costa Rica. The experience, what it feels like to be held in a safe, sacred container filled with unconditional love. And that ain't no lie. I'm telling you, I've been there and it's just amazing. So check it out and we will see you hopefully over there. All right. So moving into something I wanted to talk about today. We've been experiencing a lot of energies this week and, on the out there on YouTube, I sit there and check out different channels, and I'm interested in what other people are saying and what's out there. But some of them refer to it as solar flash moving into the Earth, new Earth timeline. So they're saying that the intensity of the solar flares has been increasing rapidly. Many of us have been feeling the energies. I know I have for sure. What is the purpose? And what are we looking to accomplish in regard to the solar flash energies, flares, however you want to refer to it, ascension symptoms? Some say we are beginning in a high energy divine masculine energy from the sun. This brings in supposedly light codes of happiness to humanity. Although this week I've experienced some grumpy people. Maybe it's because it's snowing too much. I don't know. Or lack of sunshine. Lots of the pure divine energies are arising. So, activating higher light, which is activating qualities of wise leadership in our country and around the world. We're seeing leadership with integrity coming forth. And you are also seeing a wave of higher frequency leaders that are being prepared for positions held by old leaders, which we are also seeing on the back channels that some of the elites, for example, Justin Trudeau, that are stepping down. So a lot of changes are happening, pretty exciting. And we saw on For the People about Greenland, that was amazing. A lot of people got excited about that. So going forward, the high frequency light that is coming into all of us at this time, grounding is very, very important. And I know because I don't get to ground very often because I have a very busy schedule. I know that's no excuse. I should just make the time. Some are saying that Hollow Earth is actually assisting us with the high frequency grounding through the ley lines. So if you can get outside and you can find those ley lines, make sure you're taking walks in nature. I feel it when I'm in nature for sure. This morning I went out and I shoveled snow and I fed the birds that come out in my backyard every day. And they eat a lot. That's all I gotta say. I gotta go get some more bird feed today, but I see a lot of beautiful different colors of birds. So some of us are feeling really tired right now. So please listen to your physical vessel and take the time to rest and go within. This needs to be a priority on a daily basis. So if you are feeling the intensity, this will help with absorbing the energy, just my experience. So the energies are becoming very powerful. So rest, take a break, and chill. We are moving into the new Earth timeline as well as bringing the powerful light codes in, light code frequencies. We are releasing, there's a lot of things that we're releasing also at this time. That do not resonate with the new earth frequencies, energies. So expect the unexpected. Many of us are feeling exhausted. Some are feeling weak, dizzy, ungrounded, confused, with lots of emotions coming up. Some are getting flu-like si symptoms. I've seen that out there. So whenever you're seeing changes like this, just observe it, especially the emotional ones. Observe them and then release them. It's not always easy. And sometimes we have emotions going on that we're not even aware of until it hits us. And then, bam, the floodgates open when it comes to the tears. Not that that's happened to me yet, but I had a collaboration with the group the other day and I went, okay, where's that coming from? So they kind of sneak up on you. Some examples this week for me, I was actually, and this is the same thing I was just saying here. I was actually speaking with a group the other day. And I was speaking, a phrase, related different words came out as if my brain had switched tracks or could not keep up with what my intention that I was trying to get out. So I'm noticing that happening a lot, where I have intentions that I want to come out of the mouth here, but then I find myself getting tongue-tied. I know that's happening to a lot of people. But they say that we are in the process of moving into the telepathic communications and the processes of relaying and receiving information energetically is happening rather than word-to-word thoughts as we shift. And I experience that a lot. And sometimes I find myself talking really fast because I have a heartfelt thought coming out. And if I don't get it out, I literally forget what I'm thinking or feeling or what I'm trying to say. See, it just happened. So the energetic flow of light and vibrational frequency, they're saying that it's being said that all of us are here, are lighting the way for others. So just keep on shining your light. We're going to get through this. It's been quite an interesting week. I've had some stuff happen at my workplace, and I used to call them attacks, but now I'm calling them experiences because when they happen, I am aware of what is happening, and then I sit back and I kind of contemplate how I handle the situation, or see, what's the word I'm looking for? I observe how I handled the situation, and then I immediately start doing my head to heart drop. But this week has been really, really busy, so I haven't had a lot of time to do that. And we have winter season over here, and I'm constantly having to tell people to please take your shoes off, because I work in a gym, and when you take wet shoes onto treadmills and so forth, you can damage the equipment. And you would think that would just be common sense, but it's not. And I actually came up against a person that I politely asked them to do that, and we got into an actual stare down. I said, "Is this really happening? Is this person really staring into my eyes like they wanted to punch me or something because I asked them to take their shoes off?" And so I didn't back down. I just stared right back. And eventually, this person stopped staring and walked away. So it ended in nice, for me, I stayed calm. I didn't get mad. I didn't say any words. I just, went back into my neutral self and just said, "Just stay calm." The person was upset because they had to take their shoes off. People get triggered. And if it's taking your shoes off, I guess let it be what it is. So North America, you can see the weaknesses and despairs happening amongst the bad guys for sure, with all the stuff that is happening with the weather. Okay, we're seeing fires on the west side. Increased snowy weather, like in the middle. When I saw that winter storm coming across the United States, I went, oh, it's going to miss us. Yay. And then a couple days later, yesterday, it was nonstop snow, but it was a different kind of snow. It kind of felt like laundry powder when it was coming down, or no, when I was shoveling it. I'm like, well, this is interesting. So we are all receiving the light particles that are assisting many of us with the waking up process. We are all becoming more and more of our truer selves with more awareness growing in our daily activities. So when you start feeling emotions and things are being triggered and things are coming up, just breathe. Breathing is like the key. When I breathe, and I need to do more of it because I know when I do personal training and I work with a lot of people, and in between our sets, I always have them do a breathing session. And I actually have a few that are really liking it and they're doing it on their own. So, as we all continue to ascend, we notice that the etheric is also being impacted and they are having a hard go at it. They are being forced to step back from interference in earth life. The increasing vibrations and light levels are getting too difficult for them to survive in. So, trying to bring my spiritual principles into my workplace while I'm ascending, it's a challenge, but it's also helping me be aware of things that I am, the things that are coming up per se. And that is really what the ascension to me is that when you become more aware of the reality of where you're at and what you're doing and just always remember that you are spirit and you are having an experience, and just always try to be in the here and now. And when you find that you're losing your temper, you're getting emotional, try to find a place where you can just do some deep breathing because that really truly helps me. And I do try to every day just go in and spread my sunshine. And I was out on the floor where I exercise, just singing and dancing and having the most beautiful day, enjoying my morning. And then later in the day, I had some keys thrown at me. and that was one of the instances that I had to stand back and say, did I handle that correctly? But you also have to stand your ground too when people are coming at you. So don't be afraid to stand your ground, but do it in a way that's loving. As Q would say, as all of us, it's not always easy to do, but I'm becoming more and more aware of it, and I know that the rest of you are. And I just want you to know, I send all my love to all of you, and thank you for coming to my show and listening to all the experiences that I share with you. And today, I have a gentleman that is going to share my platform with me, and it was really funny when I heard him on the Q show, Mountain Man, and he was talking about how he wanted to get up on a mountaintop. I was like, who is this guy? He's a bit of a hot shot. Very, very, what is it? Confident. I like that about him. And I thought he was interesting, caught my attention. And then about a week later, I got a guest request and I was reading his bio and I went, wow, This guy looks like somebody really interesting to interview. So he will be joining us shortly here after the break. So we're going to take a little break because I know you guys want to hear that cool song that I play when I start my show. So get it, Thomas, and we'll see you in a few minutes. Again, and without further ado, I'm going to introduce the mountain man and how we came about, which is what I told you a few minutes ago. He was born at Camp Lejeune, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, North Carolina, lived in Naples and also Italy for 2 years. His mother's lineage goes all the way back to the Italian royalty. He is a distant bloodline of that royalty. His family settled in New York when he was 5 years old, of Earth age, in New York over 50 years. Then he went to join the Marine Corps and Reserve. And after college, he was commissioned a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps, 4 years active duty in the infantry. He volunteered at the secret space program. And that's what really catched my eye about him, because I'm very intrigued by that program. And Mike, welcome to the Awakening Wave Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
Did I say the, how do you say that word? Camp Lejeune? Did I say that right?
Lejeune, yes. Like the month, Lejeune.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit more about, go in a little more detail in regard to, I'm very interested in the Italian royalty.
Right. That would be my mother's side. So, I mean, what can I say? You know, it's distant. My father was born and raised here in America. He's more German. But, my grandmother had stories of really enjoying the wealth when she was a child. She had several brothers and sisters. Everybody had their own nanny. They all spoke multiple languages. They all played different instruments. They had servants when they were younger. But then the war came, they lost everything, and she wound up having to go around to friends and family and actually begging for food to be able to take home to her two daughters during World War II. And yeah, so she saw a lot, but I was able to get a glimpse into the lifestyle that they enjoyed back then. And then I heard a story afterwards that, you know, her family, at the time that her father had passed away, they owned 700 vineyards throughout Italy and northern, throughout Naples and northern Italy. And all of that was lost. A lot of it was stolen. But what are you going to do? That's
Yeah, exactly. So you practice law in New York City, is that correct?
not in this, well, not really in the city. I'm actually just above the city,
Okay.
in Westchester County. But yes, I've practiced law for about 20 years.
And when we first initially started speaking, we were talking about how we thought you could come out and be of help to some of the listeners here. And my one of the reasons why I wanted to speak to you was in regard to the Homestead Project, because as you know, I've actually done all the steps and I'm waiting to do the last step to send the letters in. And I'm not going to deny that there's still that feeling of fear of what's going to happen when that hits. But you know what? That's part of the experience, okay? So I don't take it literally. Whatever happens, happens. And that's kind of what my life has been like my entire life. If something happens that, it doesn't go the way I want, I usually survive and get around it. And to me, you kind of, I kind of resonate that you're the same way in what you went through with your child custody battle. Is that correct?
Child custody battles were a little more intense than I'd say this this homesteading. Yeah.
Right. Well, right. I didn't mean to dim it down. I get you. But with what I'm trying to learn when I go into to talk to, if I do have to go in front of the courts, I know a little bit about maritime law, and I do know that when you walk into the courtroom and you open that gate, you actually fall into the water, and according to how they describe it, you drown, and that is why you have a lawyer that has to speak to you. Now, when we were talking earlier, can you just reiterate how you explain how that works?
Right. Well, it doesn't necessarily stop at the gate, right? I mean, the whole system is rigged. And the real issue is the people that are in the positions of power or influence, if you will, in any given case. So the judge got there, in my humble opinion, because they are part of the secret handshake club, right? The lawyer was appointed to you because he is part of the secret handshake club. The prosecutor, same thing. Anybody that was appointed or represents the court is all part of that corrupt system. So don't think that you're going to have a fair trial, right? Where you have a neutral arbitrator, you're going to get a jury that's picked based on neutral questions, etc. That's just a farce. And I saw that several times. You know, I was able to verify that in my own cases. And I've been to literally, they drag me through every single court that's possible to be dragged into, local, state, and federal level, to include New York's highest court, the US Supreme Court. I've been there. And it's all farce. Q is absolutely right when he says, don't even bother participating.
Right. But if you come to that point where you have to, we got to be prepared on how to talk and as Q said, know the language. So,
Right. But now that's a different issue, right? Because maritime law, you're talking about, typically it's in state and local courts. But with the homesteads, right, you're going to federal court.
oh, okay.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
And once you're in, and you could say, well, the federal courts are also maritime courts. So yada. Yes, but you're talking Homesteading Act, right? And
Yes.
that's the law of the land. And even if it wasn't, I mean, you're basing your arguments on precedents, stuff that's already been established. So when Q says, know what you're talking about, and I feel that he's saying, understand what those cases say in the documents. Go through and read them. And here's a pointer. If one in those documents, there are several cases listed, right? Go in and read those cases, especially if there's a page window that's listed after the case. Go in and read that specific section, those one or two, three pages. And if there are cases listed within those few pages that you read, go in and find those cases as well. Because what courts like to do is use footnotes, right? I'm not going to say all this other stuff that was said in this other case, just go and read that, you know, and they'll say that essentially by dropping a footnote. So if you don't read those other cases that they used in their decision, you won't get the meat and potatoes of what the decision that you're resting on really says.
Right.
So it takes a little bit of homework, but if you do that homework and you follow the threads, you'll really be on firm ground, like Q recommends, when you do go into the court if you have to do that.
Yeah, and I was just listening to, I do believe it was the January 4th, where he was talking about, and I wrote the notes down, and of course I can't find them, but I do believe that it's very important to do the research in regard when you do come across the point where the police are knocking at your door. Of course, they can't come on the land because you have your signs up. So that's the scenario. But the reason why I review the courts the way I do is because I've actually been through the system a few years back. Not one of my proudest moments, but it is. I heard locally that a lot of the lawyers and the judges actually meet for lunch or wherever. Out to dinner, whatever it may be, and they actually discuss the cases of the people, and they make deals on what their sentences are going to be. And you know, that to me is very corrupt. And we got to somehow change the system, and it's probably not going to be one of the easiest ones to change. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I really didn't do criminal law, but from my understanding that there's kind of like a norm. You know, the first time in, if you're a nonviolent offender, you're not going to go to jail. You know, they'll probably try and give you probation or something like that. Maybe not even the second time you do something, but after the third, fourth time, you're going to start seeing jail time, right? And then the sentences are going to start going up. So there are, you know, what I'll say, standard or traditional sentencing that the judges use. And that would vary from court to court, state to state, county to county.
Right. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that information. Is there anything else that you want to share with us in regard to what you could bring to the table to help others?
Well, touching on maritime law, right? And not necessarily with respect to homestead, but there are people out there that talk about maritime law. You know, if you go and you'll find their videos, and they'll say, don't ever say that you, if someone from government says, ask you whether or not you understand, the response is always no. Well, I verified that. I mean, it's a real thing. Remember the first time I was in a criminal court. And the judge asked me, you know, Mr. So-and-so, do you understand? And I was, and all of a sudden those videos came to mind. I said, let's try this. I said, no. The court-appointed lawyer, right, who's supposed to be representing me, starts arguing with me. Yes, you do. You understand. And I was like, you should have asked me because I know how a lawyer should respond, right? I was doing this for 20 years. You should have asked the court, you know, judge, can I have a moment to speak with my client? And then pulled me aside. And then start saying, you know, what questions do you have? Instead, she wanted me to say, yes, I understand. And as soon as I saw that she was trying to do that, I realized I'm onto something here. So I came out with, no, I don't understand. And then the judge tried saying, well, then you're not competent. Maybe we have to get a guardian for you. And I knew that that was the kiss of death, right? So I came back and I said, I comprehend the words that you use, but I do not stand under your authority or anyone else's. Well, we stood there for, going back and forth. It had to be at least 5 minutes. And the same thing happened with another court and a completely different judge and more bogus charges, right? So I verified that if someone from government ever asks you, do you understand? The response is always no. And if they try and say, well, then you're incompetent, we have to get somebody to actually speak for you. Say, no, I comprehend the words that you use, but I do not stand under your authority. And then just leave it at that.
Interesting, very interesting. I'm very fascinated with learning about the law and how it works. And this whole homestead with the Allodio title is just totally intrigued me. And I am literally looking at starting up a business in regard to Allodio title. But I have to learn more about it, and I have to understand. And I know Q threw that out there, the business developer director. I'm like, okay, what is that? And I actually went and researched it. And a lot of the qualities that a business development director has, I have a lot of them. But with all my years of management and outside sales and inside sales, so I've actually worked with a lot of people in different. Well, I had a job for 16 years where I was an outside sales rep, so I met with a lot of CEOs, presidents of companies. Had to deal with gatekeepers, etc. So. It's kind of my forte. I enjoy doing it. I love meeting people. But that being said, there is a lot to learn in regard to this time that we're in the homestead. And the more that I do it when I'm a hands-on hands, that's kind of how I learn. And so I feel that if everybody does the actual steps, that they'll get the gist of it and it's going to start growing. So we've actually thought about putting together either a website consulting where people can go and submit their information and we assist with showing them, how to navigate through the documents and so forth. So I'm not really sure. I'm creating right now. So there's a lot of stuff up here in this beautiful, heartfelt thought mind that we have. And it will come out eventually.
Well, I think you and I should maybe collaborate because I'm planning to do something similar. I'm going to take the documents that Q put out, retype them, add a couple things, and then come up with basically a cookbook, step by step.
I love it. Yes.
So anybody could just download it. It'll be available online, all the forms and the timeline, and also form letters that he doesn't have afterwards, which is probably the phone call that you heard me talking to him about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, that you should send after you do the homestead, because
Yeah,
the
I did
county
hear
and
that.
the state, right, there's going to be several taxing authorities that are going to still carry you on their rolls. Well, one, they're courting your property and by proxy you energetically by doing that. Two, they're attacking the title that you have, claiming that they have authority to do this to you, but which means that you don't have a true homestead. So you can't let that stand, right? And then they're lining themselves up for the next step is to actually try and execute on their claim, to try and collect taxes from you when the situation is conducive to them. Well, don't let that happen, right? Don't stick around and wait for that. So that's why, you bring, I would love to see the Bureau of Land Management come up with some type of administrative office to where they would send letters to these people on your behalf. And it wouldn't
Oh.
take long. All you have to do is have one of those cases where they back the homesteader and have the county delist the property from the tax rolls. And once that happens, everybody, and I mean everybody, will realize that this program is legitimate to see the county back down. And then it's going to take off, I mean, overnight.
Oh my gosh, that's really a great idea because some of my struggles here, I have a couple people right now. I have one gentleman that is doing it, and then I have another young girl that homesteads her children, and I've been kind of sharing my information with her, and she's very intrigued. But a lot of things that hold these people back is they're so what do you call it, conditioned with the programs of the systems that we're under. The fear is like, And unless they see it, they're not going to believe it, kind of thing. So then
Exactly.
I started contemplating, okay, what, where can we get this started? And then right out of the blue, foreclosure. What people need more help than people that are in foreclosure? So maybe that's where we begin, and try to locate the people that are going through foreclosures and help them. And then we get more, examples of how this has been taking place. Because it's really a struggle to get people to believe that this is really real. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I completely agree. I completely agree. And that's why I said, if we can follow up with some letters after the homesteading process is complete, directing the county and other people that are claiming to have authority to tax your property, your homestead, to have them delete the property from their rolls. Then send a second letter, right? Always give people a second chance. In all, give them at least 30 days to do it. And then once they don't, we'll see what the new administration comes out with. It would be great if BLM can jump on board and also send them a letter, because now you have the federal government backing you. And if they don't listen to that, then you would have no other choice. But the way I see it now, anyway, is to go to federal court and seeking an injunction against them to prevent them from listing your title. And if that can happen, all we need is one win, and the whole country falls overnight.
Exactly. So how would you get the BLM aboard on something like that? Who would you have to go see?
Well, first, it would be up to President Trump. I'm going to start with a recommendation on Robert Kennedy's website, where you can submit
Oh,
ideas.
yeah. I'm
Right?
on that one. I'm with you.
So it starts there, and then follow up with, I guess, the local office. And if they don't have any idea of what you're talking about, then work your way up. And I would start with the lowest person that was appointed by Trump personally. If that's the head of BLM, then so be it. But if he appoints a deputy as well, then go for the deputy.
I love it. I love it. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. We're actually putting documents together also. I've actually helped a couple of people with my documents, but what I did is I just highlighted my information so that because on the ones that we got from the Homestead page, they were helpful, but all of that redaction, it totally gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
I had
If you're
no
not used to
idea
it.
what to do, and so we kind of revamped the pages. And now that I've done it, what I did is I went back through and put my information in red. But I'm sending it to people that I know. I'm not going to just send my information out to just anybody. But all they got to do is delete that red section and then put their information in to make it easier for them. So we're just trying to figure out how we can show people how to do this where, they don't have, because it is it, if you're not sure what you're doing, it can be very what's the word? I'm not going to say anxiety, but it's hard. It can be hard
It
if
can be
you,
frustrating. Yeah,
yeah,
that's why
frustrating. That's a good word.
my ultimate goal would be to create the website to where it's kind of like a free form on the website. They just plug in the information, because it's not a large population of information that you need in order to complete the forms, right?
Right.
The
But
buyer, the seller, the address, and that's pretty much it. And then of course, Exhibit A, right? But that's
right.
just a matter of attaching. So you plug in the information on various lines, hit enter, it merges that information with the documents, and then you pay your $17 and you get everything, plus the timeline, and you're all done. Go.
Right, but there is one part, the section where you have to put your what is it, the survey information, the means and bounds and all that information
That's
in.
what I'm saying, the Exhibit A. That
Yeah.
would be something separate that you could just slip in.
Oh, instead of putting it in the actual document.
No, I mean, right? You type in the information that I'm talking, basic information, merge that into the documents. So you hit enter, pay the $17 fee, print the documents, and then you take the Exhibit A that you already have a hard copy of and just put it at the back of the papers, and you're done.
Okay.
Right?
I will have to like physically see that to understand that. I mean, I from your where you're coming from, you're talking like an appendix on the back or like an addendum? Is that what you're
Yeah,
saying?
that's exactly what it is. If you look,
Okay.
it probably yours The meets and bounds of your property at the top probably says Exhibit A.
Okay.
Many of them do. Many,
Because,
many, many of them do.
yeah, because the way I did it, I just put it in the description section of the actual acceptance and delivery, and also
Right. You can
the
do that. A little more work, which is why I'm trying to, you know, avoid work wherever possible.
Yep.
And, you know, putting in there, you know, see Exhibit A for description is perfectly legitimate. So have that in the main body of the document. And then when you print everything out, you just take your own personal Exhibit A, however long that may be, and just add it to the back of the pile, and you're done.
Okay, but when you go to file it and they have to put the stamps on it, how is that gonna, will they have to do the same thing to the attachments? And is it going to be more of a fee when you have to do other
Now you're
attachments?
getting into details of having to see each, you know, specific document in front of you. I'm talking about just in general. This is
Okay.
how it would work.
Okay, I got
It
you.
would be that simple. And the Exhibit A would be the one thing that you don't have to actually type in.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Right.
I appreciate that share. That's great information. So, I'm looking at where it says that you volunteered for Secret Space Program, and I recently just did a scan program with Stuart Swerdlow. And the reason being is because I kind of want to know the programs that are affiliated with my being. And I came across some very interesting information, and we talked about it earlier, and we don't have to go into detail, but I asked you earlier that they said that I was connected with the Committee of 300. Can you share that again and describe what that is?
Right. Okay. So I'm clear. That's different from the secret space program that
Right, right, right.
started, right? But from the Committee of 300 is basically, I'm sure everybody's heard about the 13 families, right?
Right.
The Committee of 300 consists of 300 different individuals that are all nominated by those 13 families. And some families have a certain number of seats. And then they get more based on what they do or what they intend to do and the deals that they cut, etc. But it's basically a who's who of the 13 families. Those are the ones that are really controlling the dark agenda on the planet. Because
Right.
I've heard, I mean, I can't testify to this. They don't send me their memos. About half of the people that are considered bloodline are not with the dark program agenda. They eschew that. They don't want anything to do with it. So, but the Committee of 300, they sure do. Those are the heavy hitters. Those are the long ball hitters for the dark side.
Well, that's very interesting. So what I'm understanding about this scan that I received, that it this is the DNA of programs that are connected to me. And he also has a deprogramming program. But there was a lot of information in here. And the one that really intrigued me, as I said earlier, and I'll read that section. It says, you have alters within your matrix that are based on lifetime genetics that you had in the biblical days as well as in the days of Magdalene in France. So as a child, as I told you earlier, I've always felt connected to Mary Magdalene. And when I shared this with you, you came back to me to kind of help me to understand it, and that I'll let you explain it because I kind of forgot. So do you mind?
So it's my understanding, right? Listening to Q and Ra and Stuart Swerdlow and some other things that I may have picked up along the way. So Q was Jesus. He was married to Ra, who was Mary Magdalene. They did have children. After the whole crucifixion thing, Mary took, my understanding, if I remember what Stuart Swerdlow said correctly, took one of Jesus's brothers and two of his sons. And perhaps daughters, I don't know. I don't remember him mentioning that. And moved to southern France and established a fairly, you know, robust Jewish community there. And then the dark infiltrated that community because they wanted the genetics from that bloodline so that they then could have bodies, individuals with that are capable of holding even stronger spirits, right? And then, but they twist them in all this evil shit that they do. Excuse me.
Yep, that's okay.
And then one of the brothers, or the brother that went there with them, and one of the sons then went to India, and that was in one of the posts on for the people.space. And then I believe it was the son who later went on and moved to Japan and was the started essentially the Japanese royal family. And that was from Stuart Swerler.
Okay, very interesting. And when he put the scan together for me, so what I'm understanding here, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that my DNA is somehow connected with the Magdalene.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're one of Ra's daughters.
Oh.
Because of your attraction to her. I mean, we have to listen to our intuition, right? If that's the case, and he's saying that Stuart Swerdlow is saying you're connected to the Magdalene line, well, that means you're a descendant of Mary, a descendant of Ra.
Well, he doesn't say it exactly. He just said that you have alters within your matrix that are based on lifetime genetics that you had in biblical days as well as in the days of Magdalene in France.
That's what he's saying. You, based on, your genetics at that time, Magdalene genetics, the
Okay.
authors are based on it. That's the way I understand it. So yeah.
That's very fascinating. So does that now the other part that I get a little confused on was I there during that time, or is that just the DNA and genetics that's within me?
That both.
Both. Okay. See, I'm catching on to this slowly but surely. We're getting
Up
there.
like rock. That's my motto.
Okay then. All right. Well, that's very interesting to know. And he did at the end, he gave me some tools to he says that I'm a natural healer, which I already know that. But he did say to look at the healer's handbooks, and I know we're not supposed to be reading books and stuff like that, but any type of information that can help me in regard to developing that more so that I can help others, that would be awesome. And yeah, oh my gosh, we're getting to the end of we need to have a 2-hour show. I have more to ask you. We might have to do a part two. Okay, so
You didn't
real.
give me it. I've been waiting for the question on
Oh
relationships.
yeah, that's right. Okay. So in regard to dating at this time, in this linear time, what kind of challenges have you experienced in regard to what we know about us having physical relations with other people in DNA, and then of course we got the whole vaccination thing. In my personal opinion, I'm kind of just staying away from it.
Yeah, that's
So
exactly it. There's no issue. You just don't have a relationship with anybody.
yeah, that's it. And
And
as
it's just that simple. And if that means you're not with anyone for 3 years, well, then so be it. Been there, got that t-shirt.
It, as a man, from a man's point of view, do you find that being a struggle at all, or are you good with that?
Why make a distinction between man and woman?
I don't know, because I'm just, that's just the what men are like. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be like that. See, I'm
Okay,
judging. Shame on
no,
me.
that, and I'll just say that, the reason why, well, I won't get into all this, but this, everybody's, there's a lot of focus on men being, unfaithful, and they're the ones. Well,
Well,
what did the
women do
cue
it
board
too.
say?
I'm not.
The cue board said follow the women, right? Because they were the ones that really control the family, and to some extent, they are more evil oftentimes than the men. And Q actually said that with respect to Bill Gates and his wife.
Right.
And we look at Mike Pence and stuff. But I'll just say my ex-wife was a closeted bisexual sex addict and had never been unfaithful or never been faithful to anyone, from what I could tell, especially me. The entire 18-year relationship, including a 16-year marriage. And me, I have never, ever been unfaithful in any committed relationship. So when people start using these stereotypes of all men cheat, I'm like, it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, I agree. So, but if you knew all that, like in my relationship, towards the end of my relationship, I knew something was happening. I knew it. And, but then I go, was I creating that or was it really happening? Because I always questioned myself. But I know one thing. I know that I was not happy. I knew it, and I knew it was time to go. So in being that you were in that relationship that long, did you ever feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My biggest regrets in life have come when I ignored my intuition. And I've
Yep.
learned to listen to it wholeheartedly and to listen very closely for it.
That's exactly what I did. And in my relationship, he would always say, "You women and your crazy intuition, that's just nonsense." But I knew that it wasn't, because when you feel this stuff in your heart center and you really do feel it and you know that you're not happy, you start edging away from it. Even though I'm the kind of person that, well, if he loves me and I love him, we'll work through it and things will be all hunky dorky. And that's not how it works. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, unless you want it to. It doesn't work like that for me, but yeah.
Well, you don't ever want something to continue when you're not happy. So, what happened to
Your
me
highest excitement.
when it first happened, it was devastating. But here I am 3 years later, and I've never been happier. And I grew from the experience. The experience, I look at it as an experience. And the next one, if there is one, we'll just wait till that happens. If it does, I don't know. I'm not worried about it, because that's in the future. Who cares? All right, we're getting close to the end. Anything else you want to bring to the table? What else was there? Oh, Kundalini. What's your thoughts on Kundalini, real quick? Do you know, are you aware that it does happen to us at one time in our lifetime? It's going to happen to all of us.
I've heard about it. I can't say that I've experienced it. If I have, I don't know about it. Maybe when I was, in the programs or something, but I don't know about it now.
Well, I know you will know about it, because from what I read, it's pretty intense. And it usually happens, and I think you're around the same age as me, maybe younger. It's usually later in life. So I wish, in this, I would like to get more into subjects like that to help us understand more of the sexuality. And one of the books too that Stuart did recommend to me was the what was it? Oh, here it is, right here. The Reality of Sexuality. So I will dive into that and see what comes up, because apparently that's the darker side of this. It's the darker side of this programming. So we'll see. All
Well,
right.
thank you.
Well, that being said, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it. Let's do this again, okay?
Whenever you want. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
I love it. And how's that mountain coming?
Still climbing.
Okay, keep it going. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. All the best to you.